This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks and Cal Hunter. Behind the glass, our illustrious producer. We have our friend Todd Kunin, who is one of our other hosts here, is out sleeping. My understanding is he is in bed sleeping. He watched Netflix too late last night and said, you know what? I'm just tired. You know, like, what was it? Forrest Gump? I'm tired.
He got sucked into watching Forrest Gump and the season-long of all the season of Designing Women.
I'm tired. I'm not going to come in right now. Me and the cats and the kids. That's why, you see, Todd's the single guy among us, you know. And Todd just loves to sleep in. So I think this is way past his wake-up time. But no, actually, he had a pre-arranged thing. So miss you, Todd. But Denise and I are going to have a good time. Denise, how are you doing this morning?
I am good. I'm doing really well.
You got your Radio Law Talk shirt on.
Cal and I dressed alike.
And look, and your your microphone. We're going to do something about your microphone. It always makes sound, doesn't it?
It's right here.
Yeah, we have a little technical difficulty.
Or you could put the headset on the other side so the mic's on the other side of your head.
Yeah.
I'll try that.
That might help you.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
do that next break. We can do
so those
that.
Of you who have never seen our studio, Cal is behind a hermetically sealed room with our glass we can see through, but we cannot hear him other than on his mic.
Virus-proof.
Yeah, virus-proof. We are 6 feet apart or more, and Denise always has mic issues that we're trying to figure out. But if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO, remember this is the most exciting, entertaining, but only sometimes informative show on earth. Remember, seek legal counsel. We're just giving general topics of law, and don't think we're giving you legal advice, because we're not giving you legal advice. Yeah, so,
mildly informative.
Yeah, mildly informative of that. And Cal, today I think we need to use every single one at one time of our little...
Our kitty drops.
Yeah, our kitty drops. Now, let's just one time. Why don't you just do one that you've never touched before? Just throw it out there.
Okay. Okay,
what's that one?
Where's Rodriguez?
Chris Rodriguez is a Harvard lawyer, the lawyer from Harvard that we used to make fun of, that used to be on our show, and he misses all the time because family, homie, he puts family ahead
Where's
of our show.
Where's Todd?
Todd's gone. So today we're going to talk about, we do what's called a case or no case. Those of you who don't know, case or no case is a fun thing where Cal, our producer, tries to stump the expert panel here.
No points for you.
Yeah, and then sometimes we get no points. He's going to give us a case scenario, and after we get that case, we got to determine whether or not it's a true case or he's stumping us and what the outcome of the case is. And we actually get points for this, and it comes down to whoever gets 50 points at the end of Among Us panel. The one that gets it first. The others have to buy a steak dinner or whatever they want. So Todd's owed this last segment's 50 point, and we're back to where I'm in last place again, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Scott Peterson trial. An interesting thing is, and this is, we're probably not getting it till 3 hours. This is a three-hour show, believe it or not. People are like, what? We have new affiliates we're going to talk about. Three-hour show, 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. And then sometimes it's, you know, they replay it on a Sunday or a Monday. And again, if you want to call in during those time periods, we're not on the air, but it is 855-LAW-RADIO, which is 529-7234. Again, 529, what is this, Denise? 529.
It's 855-529-7234.
That's what it is. So you can call in and you can talk about case or no case or anything else. We're going to also talk about the Supreme Court and Twitter regulations. We're going to talk a little bit about the most bizarre lawsuit. There's two totally bizarre cases we're going to talk about today. A lawsuit about neighbors helping neighbors and whether or not someone can be deputized in nowadays, like in the old 1800s, and there's an issue that occurred and a lawsuit that occurred about this. Prior to anything to do with protests or looting or vandalism, prior to this, this case came down.
Oh, you mean the Posse Comitatus law, where
yes,
the cop can
no,
just say, help me, you're a deputy, basically.
That's correct? Exactly right, which just started in the 1800s.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
and we're
going to
talk about that in a lawsuit that where that kind of pops up. We're also going to talk about... believe it or not, will there be a lawsuit, the lawyers are involved, about a woman that was supposedly claimed that she had passed by the fire department.
Yeah, the paramedics.
Paramedic. But we don't want to tell them.
No,
we don't
want to
tell
them
what happens. It's very, very interesting. Yeah, so we're
going to
talk about that. But before that, we do a thing called Case or No Case, Cal. So go ahead and roll Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. It was a routine flight in the Congo, an 18-passenger plane. Otswan Von Rao Awan was one of the passengers, but Mr. Rao Awan had a surprise for everyone on the plane. He was shipping an alligator, and it was back in the passenger compartment. They put it in a hold back there, and as it did, as the plane was just getting ready to land, Mr. Awan's crocodile came out of the passenger department. So the plane has begun its descent. It's an 18-passenger. Plane's begun its descent, nose down. The alligator comes out, and all the passengers in terror run to the front of the plane, and the plane crashes. So that's my question for you. Many of the relatives decided to get legal counsel. As they said, we should get compensation for the airline. They let on the alligator. What are we doing about this? And I ask you, Fred Penny, case or no case?
So this occurred in the Congo, so I don't know what Congo law is or law in there, but I'm going to kind of lay it out coming back to the United States. Here's the issue. The issue is they have a higher duty as airplanes. Anytime you are what's called a common carrier, you're either, believe it or not, you have elevator. You have an elevator as a common carrier type of thing, train, planes, automobiles, you have a higher standard. So I believe this, if they knew that, I'm assuming they knew the alligator was being shipped, they probably helped put it on, it was probably in a cage of some sort, and it is up to the airlines to make sure that it is properly,
contained.
Yeah. And so I would say, the only way he got out, it probably wasn't locked properly. So I'm going to say it is a case. And the problem is, Denise, is this is a very straightforward case, which bothers me because those of you who listen to this for the first time, Cal tries to trick us by straightforward, normal cases. If this was a weird freak thing, which it kind of is, I would say no. This is a case. But it's just the normal answer is, of course they're liable, and yes, it was their fault. I'm going to say it's a case, and the airline wins, and they're not liable for it.
Okay, fair enough. Denise Dirks, what say you just in the case of the crawling croc, case or no case? In the matter of the crawling croc, case or no case, let's put it that way.
So it was in the compartment?
In the cargo hold. And made its way. It was a little 18-passenger, so it was just a curtain between the cargo and
the passenger. I got it. Okay.
So the thing comes out, starts walking, and people start freaking out, and they go running up to the front of the plane just as the nose starts to tip down. It comes down, goes into the ground, pinwheels a little bit, goes into the ground, and ends up against a building. Nobody survives. So it's a sad story, but it's a true story. So there you go.
No case.
Okay, no case. All right. Well,
I'm going to say it's a scenario, but it's not a case.
Well, that is actually pretty, that's a smart way of thinking that, because it's just way too normal of a case to say that it's so, my point is it's so obvious. But here's something we have to do. I forgot, I didn't forget, but I was going to do it, which is helping out and thanking new affiliates. WRWH, 1350 AM, 93.9 FM in Cleveland, Georgia. Welcome. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We will take our first break and we'll continue momentarily. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late-night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
Law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I'm going to...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, we're back talking about case or no case. Denise and I are discussing whether or not I am correct or she is correct with case or no case. I think she's correct. I clearly think Cal is just making it up again because it's too... It is a bizarre case, but you said no case, I said case, and the airline wins. The alligator got out. It's not their fault that the alligator got out. Did they actually people died? Cal, actually?
All of them. All 18.
All of them.
Everybody died. Yeah, everybody on the plane. It was a
shock. But then how do they know an alligator got out? Did they said it over the, probably over the microphone or
something? Yeah, the guy to the air control tower said something very briefly and very quickly. So here's what we know.
Tell me what we know.
The reptile was up to 3 feet long, and it was brought on the airplane in a duffel bag so it could be sold.
Oh, so airlines not going to be at fault. They didn't know. Why would they know?
And so they went and brought the crash before the inquiry board, not only people from the Congo, but also British law, because they had British subjects.
Don't tell me the alligator lived.
Only one of the co-pilot lived and the alligator.
Wow.
It's interesting. So they said, well, you know, it could be engine failure, or it could have been a fuel shortage. Let's check the black box. Oh, we can't get any data from the black box. So the investigative board never came up with any conclusions. So those of you who say it was a case, it was not. No lawsuits.
I am so
no lawsuits filed.
Oh my goodness. Denise is so smart. I know. Oh, this makes me angry. I just can't believe that. That irritates me to no end.
Next hour.
I said that, didn't I? I'm like, I always second guess. Now, this is too straightforward, too easy. It's got to be no case. Denise just looks at me and goes, well, no case. I'm like, crap.
Well, I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Cal, I haven't scored a point, I think, in 400 years.
You are on a slump. If you were a major league hitter, the coach would be saying, Fred, we either got to send you down or you got to spend a lot of time in the batter's
box. No, I'm back down to I'm saying double A or single A ball.
Yeah. And so the next thing, like I said, the story of Bill the Stealing Deacon. That's next on Radio Law Talk.
Nice. Cal, would you just put down 0 points for me for the Deacon Stealing one?
Okay.
Just do it right now.
Get it over with.
And I'll get it over with. Oh, this irritating.
But it is an interesting case, isn't it? I mean, just the idea of someone bringing a croc onto an airplane in a Nike bag, a gym bag.
Yeah.
And the passenger guy says, we'll just toss in the backpack here. Well,
that was his, what are they called, the service pets?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
It was in the bag.
According to the inquiry, the British inquiry, that he put it on to sell it. He was taking it somewhere to sell the croc.
Yeah. But guess what? Here's the other thing. And again, you never know what's going to happen. But people, you don't. Okay, it's 3 foot croc. Someone might get a little bite, you know. It's 3 feet. It's not that big. I hate to say it. That's a small croc.
Unless you're a cat.
Yeah, but you run forward. And, okay, I see the panic of running forward, and then all of a sudden the plane starts going down. Everybody run to the back. Get back, you know. I mean, you think it would be something like that, but it's like.
I think by the time
they start to go down, they can't go back.
Yeah, you don't have any margin for error.
Well,
you know.
Could start grabbing seats and
once
go back.
The airplane starts to nose down. You know, if you're 600 feet, 800 feet off the ground, there's no margin for error.
But you said that they started to descend. I mean, I'm assuming they're 5,000 feet up.
I don't know how far in the descent they were. The other thing that's interesting is in the inquest, the possibility of sabotage was brought up by a rival Congolese airline.
Oh.
Apparently they had this bitter rivalry. They honestly never figured out why those 17 people died and why the one guy lived and why the crocodile lived. And the co-pilot was the other guy. That's how they knew so much.
The crocodile would be on my shoes by now if that happened.
And also, you know, you would think a plane crash where people running to the front would be straightforward. This plane got into
a spin.
Getting out of that would be nearly impossible.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I could see panicking, everyone running to the front.
Absolutely.
I mean, why don't you stay on your seat and kind of stand up on the seat?
Well, you'd think so, but it's a little tiny 18-seater. Probably those you couldn't. All I can say is may heaven rest their souls. They're gone.
And again, I know I'm armchair quarterbacking here, but that's the way it is.
Yeah,
that's,
you and I can always figure out how somebody ought to do something better. That's our job, right?
855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You can also go to our Instagram. We have, what is our TikTok?
Are you serious?
Radio Law TikTok.
Yeah, and then we got called. Look, we just love this case or no case, but as the senior host, I'm ready to bail on this thing because I keep losing.
You can't take the feature off just because you're not winning. That's
have you ever played golf, Cal? Have you ever played golf?
Of course, yeah.
What's my handicap? I need a handicap, man. I'm going to take a handicap on this thing so I don't keep losing and paying for steak dinners.
The handicap is I don't do many personal injury cases. That's the real
that's
problem.
That's exactly true. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I remember this in 2005. Don't you remember this, Denise? This case of the Peterson...
Scott and Lacey Peterson
case. This was a bizarre case. The guy kind of did he work out at the dump or something? And what happened? Let's back up.
Okay.
What happened? I know the facts are he's married to this gal.
And he was a ladies' man.
Yeah. Oh, that's an understatement. He's a handsome feller.
So he went out and was picking up on this other girl, and she heard.
Wait. No. Don't say that yet.
Oh,
we're not there.
Okay.
Way back machine.
Okay,
so he's married to Lacey.
Right.
They have an unborn child. She's pregnant.
Connor. Yes.
Yeah. And actually, it's
8 months pregnant.
Yeah, not like just barely. She's eight. She's ready to have
right
the baby
yeah,
soon.
She's right
so,
there. Yeah.
And apparently he's got a girlfriend. Scott does. Well, we don't know that. Did he have the girlfriend afterwards or during the
no,
time?
No, a
Amber.
Month before.
Yeah.
So what happened is he had a girlfriend, and she was a masseuse, and he told her that his wife, that he was a widower, and that his wife had already passed. And then a month after he started dating her...
the case broke.
Lacey Peterson disappeared.
Right.
And what
I remember he was out there, with them,
yes.
Trying to look and acting.
He put on a good show.
He did.
Yeah. But Amber went and said, I think
the
this
girlfriend.
Is the guy.
Girlfriend.
So she went and called the cops and told them
right.
about Scott. And she wore a wire on him. That's one of the reasons he got busted.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is we're going to talk about the baby and Lacey eventually washed up on shore.
Yeah, horrible thing.
And
yeah.
He went out. Basically, they're saying, and dumped her in the San Francisco Bay.
On a fishing boat, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be back. We're going to finish up and talk about what the latest is on his case. He's in jail. You think it's over? No, it's not. We'll be back.
Yeah. So when does life or death mean life or death in the prison system? It's a great question. We'll talk about that coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Recovery efforts will take months in the aftermath of the deadly Hurricane Laura. John Clemens leads us off.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana,
Winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs, when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The L.A. City Attorney has charged Bryce Hall and Blake Gray for hosting raging house parties in the Hollywood Hills. The TikTok stars allegedly did so despite a ban on large gatherings due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
You know, it says, here's your host, Fred Penny. To tell you the truth, Denise is strong part of this, too. I know. Keep it the way it is, because I want that all about me, because I'm tired of being the low loser in case or no case. That's the only thing I have the opportunity to do to beat Denise. Other than that, she just trounces me.
Got to show you some props somehow.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so you know, the baby washes up.
Well, first of all, they disappear.
Yes.
Scott says that he went fishing. He wanted to try his new aluminum boat, and he went fishing by himself. And the last thing he knew, his wife was going to go for a walk and hang around the house. When he gets back, she's gone.
Mm-hmm. The mom calls him looking for the dog.
He actually calls and starts looking for her, asking if she's at her mom's house or, you know, whatever. And nobody knows where she is. And so after 24 hours, a formal report is made by him that his wife is missing.
Yeah, don't forget, the fishing boat's down in the San Francisco Bay. And the issue is, was he able to dump the body
from the aluminum boat?
From the aluminum boat.
Correct.
And by the way, it did. There was Lacey's body was found quite some time later. It washed up, had tape wrapped around her torso. I mean, it was
and
clearly.
And the baby was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sweet baby's body washed up first. And then they realized when they did the DNA typing, they said, okay, this is what we're looking for.
Right.
And they went and found the mom.
And then now here's the issue. So it's up on appeal.
Hurt your heart.
It's up on appeal. So we talk, we talk legalities. This is 2005. But it's up on appeal. He's been in prison. He was found guilty, and he's sitting there. And
he was sentenced to death.
To death. That's right. And the Supreme Court of California overturns his death.
death sentence.
And here's the interesting reason why. Well, why did they do that? First of all, I believe the governor's got a moratorium on the death sentence right now in California anyway, so I don't think that does. So, but the issue here was when a person comes and becomes a juror, and Denise and I have done this quite often, you do a thing called voir dire. And voir dire is you ask questions, and even some judges ask questions of the jurors for potential bias. And the one question that is asked is your belief in the death penalty. And just because a person says, I do not believe in the death penalty, doesn't mean under the law, under California law, that you could kick them off. And there was a number of people released by the prosecutors that, you know, what you do is called, oh, thank you, and we'd like to excuse the following juror. And they had come across and said they did not believe in the death penalty.
But they were willing to follow the law.
That's right.
That's the key there, because even though they don't believe in the death penalty, they're willing to follow the law, thus they're not going to act in a biased manner.
Okay, so what the law says is, and this is the way it is, quote, would it substantially impair a person's ability to follow the law, even if you oppose the death penalty? That's kind of the general standard. And so the court said, you know what? The prosecutors kicked off these people in the death penalty and just sentencing phase, and therefore they overturned that.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The prosecutors may or may not seek the death penalty. I'm going to tell you an interesting tidbit that I know. And this individual I know is a former attorney general's office in the state of California. He's an AG, retired, very well-known AG. I mean, not the AG, assistant AG. And extremely, extremely conservative. I mean, very conservative. And I was a little shocked, but I listened to his analysis. I'm not saying on Radio Law Talk we're politically neutral. We say both sides. But here's an interesting analysis, Denise, that he told me. He said, oh, no, I'm against the death penalty. I said, you're what? Really? I thought you... He goes, no. He goes, Fred, statistically, it costs the state so much money and time and effort to get them to the death phase. He said, if they're just in life from prison, it's going to save $10 million,
millions.
Yeah,
probably.
Millions of dollars. And then they end up not doing it anyway. The governor puts on a moratorium. So he just says, from a practicality stance, he said, it's kind of worthless.
Well, there are two key points here.
Yeah.
One, the reason it costs so much is because so many attorneys get involved and keep appealing and appealing.
That's right.
And we just pay for that out of our pocket, mm-hmm. which is fine. We want everybody to be fairly convicted if they are. And the second is the people of California passed an initiative that said you get two bites at the apple on a death penalty appeal, and it has to be done within a certain period of time. And even that is not honored. That's the other problem,
right.
is the people's wishes are not honored. California, as liberal as it has a reputation for being, has every time it's appeared on an initiative, has voted to uphold
the death penalty. In fact, we got rid of, California's got rid of Supreme Court justice in California because she refused to enforce death penalties.
Rose Byrd, that's
right. Yeah, and I mean, that was when I was starting my law career.
Yeah, and so even though, you know, look, we talk about all states and stuff that's going on everywhere, but this is was a California case, and that's why we're bringing this up.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, though.
It is. And, you know, he also appealed on several of the grounds that were not appealed. He appealed because he said there was so much publicity in his case that he could not have gotten a fair trial because mm-hmm. they moved the trial 90 miles from his home and into San Mateo. And so that was not agreed upon. They did not uphold it for that reason.
Well, from the politically conservative Central Valley into the fairly liberal San Mateo area. I think they were location shopping at a better chance of getting an acquittal. That's my own personal
theory. Well, that could be.
Yeah.
And the court had rejected that. And then he also contended that the trial court erred whether jurors and the defense were properly allowed to test his aluminum boat to see whether or not it would capsize if there was something, you know, thrown off the side of a body, a pregnant woman, for example, thrown off the side of it, whether or not that aluminum boat could even withstand that. And he was not allowed to do that either.
Question.
So they had rejected that. So they definitely upheld his sentence or overturned
conviction.
His sentence,
yeah.
But they upheld his conviction.
I think the people of California would wish, okay, this. If you're going to say it's life in prison without parole, then get him in there and throw away the key. That should be what it means. Mm-hmm. And in California, too many times it doesn't mean that. You know, the governor's saying, well, we're afraid they might get COVID. I'm thinking if you're in prison for life, okay, that solves the no death penalty problem. No, that, I'm kidding. There are people who say weird stuff like that.
COVID,
but I'm just saying if you're in prison for life, stay there for life. What's wrong with that? That's what I'm something I don't understand.
I don't know. We kind of getting challenged in today's world because people used to get put in prison and sometimes get life sentences for drug use or
right,
for
right.
drug sales
right.
or for something like that. And we now, marijuana is now legal in California, and that changed a whole lot. And in other states,
Colorado,
too.
Colorado.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So that changed a whole lot about our criminal system, and a lot of people probably deserve to get out of jail.
I can't
that
argue.
Well, that's how Cal got out of jail.
Yeah,
and
see, otherwise, I'd still be in.
Still
but
be
murder
there.
Is still illegal, and there are many murderers walking the streets because they say you're in life without the possibility of parole. And then in the case of a relative of mine who is a convicted killer, they said, well, you're over 65. Go ahead and go free. A guy who was sentenced for life to life without parole is out wandering the streets because...
At 65, that's not even like...
No, in California, that's the prison retirement age. They end your prison term at 65. They just let him free. A convicted murderer.
855-LAW-RADIO.
Yeah,
you can call us 855-529-7234. We're talking about a Twitter thing. Again, politically, we've got a lot of political issues going on between Trump and Biden right now, and but here at Radio Law Talk, we like to talk about the things that not everybody's talking about. And for example, Twitter, but the issue of social media, and our president uses social media, Twitter, to the nth degree. And I'm kind of curious if I wish if he was in front of me, I'd say, okay, I get the Twitter thing, but why aren't you using Instagram and Facebook? But he just puts it out on Twitter. I don't know why.
It's because of the controls.
I don't know what the deal is or why you can't.
He understands
it,
probably.
Probably understands it too, which Cal doesn't. But here's the question: the whole issue came down to whether or not he can block people that say things right on his Twitter or that comment that are negative, like. All of us can block things that are, let's say, hate speech or racially motivated or something that's
people
bad.
People we don't like.
Yeah. But he, the TikTok, Twitter said, no, you can't block people. Actually, it wasn't Twitter.
It was the courts.
It was the courts held that
so what happened is that he was blocking people that he politically did not agree with.
They said stuff.
Or he disagreed with.
Right.
And then he would block them, and they could no longer see his Twitter. But they could still reply to people that were replying to him that weren't blocked. So they were still having a method by which they could communicate.
So it's going to the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about that briefly, then we'll move on. We'll be back after this.
Presidential tweets, are they protected somehow? I guess that's one of the questions we'll discuss on Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're live on the air every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, and you can catch us at RadioLawTalk.com when your local affiliates play at the stop. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we're talking about the tweets of Trump. So the president lost on the second Circuit Court. Said no, you can't block your critics from seeing, you know, your tweets, et cetera, et cetera. It's a First Amendment issue, and whether you are the president. Because their argument is, well, I have, you know, it's some presidential immunity, I guess is the word. I don't know what the...
Well, his argument was, I had this account. It was private.
Yes.
I had this account long before I ran for president. I just happened to continue to use it.
Right.
It's just my voice piece. But they said he uses it in the official capacity to announce different types of policies he's enacting. Thus, it is technically a public... service, and so you can't block people from the public service because when you, as president, you're the government, you cannot stop people from talking and free speech. And
in effect, you're the president, therefore your account is owned by the people, in effect.
Right. And here's what's interesting is Denise and I talked about this during the break. The Democrats are, that's exactly right. It's like, whoa, be careful what you hope for because it's going to go both sides. And so that's the funny thing about when Obama was, we got to get him to side. I've heard people, we got to stop and do this. Okay, it's the same. It's going to be same. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So anyone else that uses social media that's president later on down the line, that if it becomes a Democrat, then they have the same rules.
And when I look at this, though, I see that it is not a political issue because it stands for the issue that is so fundamental to our democracy that says the First Amendment cannot be breached by government officials, and they cannot exclude people from public forums simply because they disagree with them politically.
I
now, that goes either side.
Yes, and I think one thing, Denise, ways we're learning here from the people who have worked for the Trump administration and kind of wandered away, and this proves the point, is for all of his strengths and or weaknesses, the president does not like criticism. He just doesn't like it.
Well, all presidents don't like criticism. Who doesn't like criticism?
I mean, he'll push.
I don't like criticism.
Certain topics.
I do, if it's constructive. Now, if it's constructive.
I don't like it. Well, Nobody likes criticism.
Yeah, that's
but,
a little different.
Yeah, constructive criticism is great, but it just human nature is just criticism is still hard to take, even though it's constructive. It's just that's human nature, you know.
And the
my wife lets me know all the time my problems.
I think the point is the tone matters so much there, right? If your wife comes up and says, you know, Fred, you're so nice, and I'm so grateful.
I'm like,
I wish you'd pick up your socks and put them away. Or if she comes and says, Fred, if you don't pick up your socks, there's going to be heck to pay. You know, it's different. The tone is different. And the problem with Twitter and Facebook and all of that, the tone is rarely civil, and especially when people think they've got a direct pipeline to a president with whom they disagree.
And they just name call. I can't stand the name calling.
It's insane. It really is. Those crazy people.
You know, and we do say this, and Denise and I and Todd as lawyers. It's funny because I have had clients before say, why are you so nice to that guy or gal? Because I'm civil we're civil, you know. We, you know, just because I disagree with them on the other side and they're representing the other side doesn't mean I hate them or disagree with them. We have to agree to disagree and move on.
And respect each other.
That's exactly right. It's just
so
crazy.
Can we do another Trump story?
Yeah, you just want, do the TikTok one. And you got to understand, we do have bias here, don't we?
We
like TikTok. I know people are like, what? That's China. Cal's like, I don't like it. But
I don't mind it. I just get all these things of all these lady in Texas with horses who I don't know. And I'm thinking, got it, honey, you got a horse. Okay. And then, you know, and then the problem with TikTok is you'll open up a video every once in a while and you'll go, whoa, I really didn't want to see that, you know.
Well, that's everything.
Or you go, oh, I want to see more of that.
Okay,
I know you.
Same difference in my case.
No,
come on.
No, what he does, he says, oh, I don't want to see any of that. Don't I have to head over to the bathroom really quick?
In 2017, China enacted the National Intelligence Law.
Right.
And it states that any organization or citizen China shall support, assist, and cooperate with the state intelligence work. So, why is Trump so upset at TikTok?
And not just Trump, many politicians.
Let's say Trump just as the face of our government.
Face of our government,
right?
Good idea.
So Fred posts a video that shows a sensitive missile silo somewhere accidentally when he takes a picture of his cows. The company in TikTok is obligated legally under this law you talked about to report that to the Chinese government.
That's what they're saying.
Everything that American citizens are susceptible to.
So the concern about TikTok is when you open that account, you're giving your personal information to them.
To the Chinese government.
When you're making these videos, there's data that's ingrained in the videos, like where you're located and when it was done. I mean, we're talking incredible amounts of data that you can hardly even fathom in your head.
All the metadata. And that metadata leads them to your identity, which is already up there somewhere else.
Right, and so this company that owns TikTok is ByteDance, that's what they're called, and it's out of Beijing. And they are obligated by this law in China to share the data with the Chinese government. And this, to me, it raises a very valid national security concern.
It is a clear danger to me. I mean, it's a clear, and whether they use it improperly or not, it nonetheless is a clear risk, and we need to be able to realize that.
So what did Trump do? Trump entered an executive order saying, you either sell off TikTok to an American company or something like that,
or turn off the switch.
We're going to shut you down. We're going to say you're not going to be allowed
in
the United States.
Like India has done. India's shut it down.
A lot of countries
have shut it down.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing. Stay right on that, because I want to stay on topic. Right on that issue, the question is, what TikTok's going to argue is there's no due process, and it's not based on a bona fide national emergency that authorizes the president to do this. And that's what their argument is. We get it if it's an executive order because it's an emergency. This is not an emergency. We weren't given due process. That's what TikTok is arguing. And by the way, not to jump, we're both sides we're talking. TikTok is huge in the United States and has a lot of employees. In fact, I think they claim within the next year or 2 years, 10,000 more employees they're adding in the United States. So that's their argument.
And really, when you think about it, what's the difference between that and Instagram and Amazon and Google? I mean, they gather the same type of information.
Well, United States, we logically would think that, but Amazon is not owned by the Chinese government, a government that's out trying to steal our secrets and
do all
that.
With the obligation under this
law.
Right,
that's the point. They don't have to go to the government and say, I found something
nasty. No, it is not owned by the Chinese government. It's a private company within China, but it's the Chinese government does not own ByteDance.
But every entity in China has this reporting obligation, so it's the same as if it were, in my opinion.
So here's their argument. Their argument is ByteDance is not TikTok. It's like owning stock, so TikTok does not have to follow that ByteDance rule because it's in the United States, TikTok is. So just because Chinese company owns it, which, by the way, the Chinese government owns, and I mean Chinese companies and people own a ton of things in the United States, just because ByteDance owns it does not mean TikTok is going to send the information to China. I'm just saying this is their argument. So it's interesting.
Or they could have made an agreement with the government not to, or they could have been, you know, they could have had more discussion and due process.
Right. So this is what I think is going to happen. Ready? I think this is going to happen. So guess who's fighting over it? Microsoft and Oracle.
It's Oracle. I thought it was Amazon. Okay.
No, Oracle's in there and Microsoft. And this the reason the fight is, it's not because they don't want them. Believe me, they want TikTok. But the issue is TikTok's going, here's this high price. I think what they're saying, $10 billion or $20 billion, some outrageous amount. I'm probably off. It's probably even more than that, the value of TikTok because of the size of it as a social platform. And they're just like, hey, you know.
And they're just going to sell off the United States division, if you will.
Division of TikTok. That's exactly
right. Which will protect our citizens.
I think they're smart. And sell off the India division of TikTok. You know, how much more money? I don't know. The owners of TikTok, I'm sure it's just, you know, some of our investors from the United States that own part of TikTok.
But then how much is the Chinese government willing to pay the private Chinese company to get the data?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, the risk is still going to be there, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
What? I think the risk is with Instagram. I think the risk is with, you know, Facebook. I think the Chinese and the Russians and North Carolina are probably getting in there. Mm-hmm. North Korea are probably getting in there, getting information from that in the
first
place.
But they're stealing it. TikTok, they're legally obligated to give it to.
Well, that's what the argument is. They're not. Yeah. ByteDance is, which is just a stockholder in it. Yeah. So, anyway, that's interesting. We're going to come back hour two. We got a lot more to talk about this weird issue about a woman declared dead but is still alive. We'll be back. Hour two.
Gee, a wonderful lawsuit might be filed over that. Anyway, we'll talk about that and much more coming up next hour on Radio Law Talk right here. Stay tuned.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.